How to find romance without an app. Dinners, speed dating, and even a CV are all ways of meeting a match in real life.
5 years ago, around half of 18 to 29-year-old Americans used a dating app. Today, only 21% of them do, and the share prices of the biggest apps have fallen by 80% since their peak in 2021. This is because of a basic paradox. Their theoretical purpose and their business model are in direct conflict. Every new couple that forms is a loss of two users for an app. That reduces the money it makes by selling data about those two people. So, the algorithm is principally designed to keep you on the app, not find you love. As a result, people are now finding ways to meet potential partners in other ways, ideally face-to-face. Meeting in person, someone's true personality is instantly easier to judge. They can't post unrealistic photos or use an AI chatbot to message you, as more and more people do on the apps. And you quickly see if the chemistry is there. But how and where to meet people without the apps? Here are four ways that are getting more popular.
1. Supper clubs. Most cities have seen an explosion in supper clubs since the end of the COVID pandemic. A supper club could be anything from a dozen strangers meeting for dinner in someone's home to 200 singles gathering in a restaurant that has been privatized for the evening by the organizers. The latter kinds of event often sell out in less than an hour, as they offer the opportunity to meet lots of new people and hopefully enjoy some great food.
2. Date Me Docs. Anyone who has created a dating app profile knows the problem. You give your star sign, try to answer their set questions in a clever way, and so on. It's all very formulaic and false. A Date Me Doc, by contrast, is more like you publishing a CV about your personality, your passions, your hopes for the future, and so on. It can be as long as you want, in whatever form you want. It can be written by you, or, if you prefer, by someone who knows you well. You then post it, either openly on a site like Twitter, X, or some smaller online community, or just among your friends. The result, free of control by the dating app's algorithms, can be much more effective.
3. Speed dating. This one existed long before the dating apps and has now made a comeback. The concept is simple. You gather with other single people at a venue and you speak to each person for a few minutes before a bell rings and you move on to the next person. You might sit opposite each other at a table, or you may, in modern versions, speak to each other in situations designed to break the ice. In California, for example, there is a trend for speed dating where couples sit in an ice-cold bath together. The rise in popularity of speed dating events last year was so big that even the dating apps have started organizing them.
4. Traditional methods. Ultimately, though, the best way of meeting people is the way that people used to meet each other in the past, through activities you are passionate about, a sport or a hobby, for example, or through friends. There are two advantages to a blind date set up by friends. First, you are more likely to have other things in common if you have a shared friend. And secondly, there is no deception about who you are or ghosting the other person. So, the date is more civilized and natural, which is surely a good place to start.